Tura Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, Nuramariti Dham Ki, Talasa Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Amana Mai Ki, Samveta Bhakti Vinda. Glorious Samadha Bhutis, Glorious Samadha Bhutis, Glorious Samadha Bhutis, Glorious Shri Guru Ngaranga Othamanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading the 10th canto, chapter 29, verses 23 and 4. Atava mad abhishnehad mhavatyo yantritashaya agata hyupapannamba priyante mai jantava. Atava mad abhishneha bhavatyo yantritashaya agata hyupapannamba priyante mai jantava. Translation: on the other hand, perhaps you have come here out of your great love for me, which has taken control of your hearts. This is, of course, quite commendable on your part, since all living entities possess natural affection for me. 24. Bhartu shushushanam strinam paro dharmo yamayaya tad bandunam cha kalyana prajanam chanuposhanam bhartu shushushanam strinam paro dharmo yamayaya tad bandunam cha kalyana prajanam chanuposhanam. Ladies.
Bhartu shushushanam strinam.
Words, Bartu, of one's husband. Shushushanam. Faithful service. Shtrinam. For women. Para, the highest. Dharma, religious duty. He, certainly, indeed, rather. Amayaya, without duplicity. Tat bandunam, to the relatives of their husbands. Cha and kalyana, doing good. Brajanam, of their offspring. Cha and anuposhanam, the care. Ooh, translation, the highest religious duty for a woman is to sincerely serve her husband, behave well toward her husband's family, and take good care of her children. Highest duty for a woman is to sincerely serve her husband, behave well toward her husband's family, and take good care of her children. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami astutely points out here that the gopis' real eternal husband is Lord Krishna, not their so-called husbands at home, who falsely considered the gopis their property. Thus, a strict interpretation of the word amayaya, without illusion, reveals that the supreme religious duty for the gopis is to serve Sri Krishna, their real lover. Om agyan tamadanda shaganam jana shalakaya chakshanam vidandena tasmai shi gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manavabhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gidam Mahyam Dadati Sadadam Dekam Vandeham Shri Garo Shri Yuta Pratakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagadyatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishtabaram Sahagana Lavita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha. Attaba Ma abhishneha bhavatyo yantita shayo agata hi papanam ba priyanti mai chantava bhartu shushu shanam srinam paradharmo yamayaya tadbandhanam chakayana prajanam janupashanam. The highest religious duty for a woman is to sincerely serve her husband, behave well toward her husband's family, and take good care of her children. So, we've seen here throughout the Bhagavatam, especially in recently in the Vishnava Chakravarti and various other acharyas, they find many meanings. Here, Jiva Goswami, nana artha, many meanings are found in the Bhagavatam, in every word described. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, Bibhu Sava Shraya. It's Vibhu, the Bhagavatam, and it's our supreme shelter. And nana artha kaya, prati shloki prati akshare. Every sloka, every syllable, prati shloki prati akshare, every word, syllable. Nana artha kaya. There's many meanings to be taken, so not that we can just speculate on the meanings either, but our acharyas, who are self-realized persons, they have, as they say in the, you know, colloquial, spilt the beans on these things. So here, Jiva Goswami astutely pointed out. Now, if we read this without the purport, we might think, wow, that's kind of strange. First, this verse says, this is very commendable that all living entities possess natural affection. Then the next verse says, actually, you should strinam, like that, the stri dharma. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this loka dharma, veda dharma, all the various types of dharma, beta karma, esh marma, the essence of all karma, all dharma, is to give up all this type of dharma. Savaipam sampro dharma yata bhakti rahapsade. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, we already heard this paradharma. Here the word is paradharma. Saradharmam dharma prochita kahita vavuta paramo nirmaksaranam satam. It would be foolish of us to think that Krishna was really putting forward this Sri Dharma. But it's true that as long as one doesn't develop a transcendental love, he should stick to the Varnashram, it said in 11th canto. Bhajantya, he can fall down. It's one of the verses in 11th canto that if one artificially tries to give up Sri Dharma or any type of dharma, brahmacharya dharma, grihastha dharma, we've seen that so many times, people artificially give up and then they, it says patantyata, then they fall down, stana brastya patantyata, they fall from their position, any position. It is, of course, in the Niti Shastra, it is described strinam bhushanam pati, raja, that Prithibi Raja, Bhushanam Raja, Prithibi Bhushanam Raja, that the ornament of the earth is the king, great king, and the ornament of the woman is a husband, Pati Rata. She should have her vow to the husband. Of course, when we read the fifth canto in the prayers, the residents of Chandweep, when we read that, and we're still reading it, but has anyone read that recently? So there you'll find the prayers of Rama Devi. You have some prayers from Prahlad Maharaj, Rama Devi. So Rama, the goddess of fortune, so in her instructions, her prayers, she's describing Sriyovratais, those who have taken a vow. These women, and they've taken a vow, and they actually can aradhya, they worship Krishna, but to get a good husband. She says they're an illusion, because their husband cannot protect them. So, in the 10th canto, we've worked our way up to the 10th canto, gradually, somehow. Somebody calculated that in order to get back to first canto, now we'd have to read for 10 years or something. So, but still, so we have 11, 10, all of 11, 12. Take 10 more years to get through the Bhagavatam at the rate we're going, roughly. But at any time during the day, we can pick up any volume there or at home, or you can click on your little gizmos. And you can find there that the so Rama Devi's instructing that these women, their husbands can never protect them, or else why the husbands are dying in so many ways. They're subject to so many frailties. Janman Ritu Jarabhyadhi Dukadoshana Darshanam. So although the woman's dharma is to serve her husband, but she has to become Krishna conscious at the same time. Right in the next verse, it's the quote, Patim Tvapatitam Bhajet. Apatitam, one who is not fallen, then the wife should worship, serve her husband. So the pati, the original pati is Krishna, the supreme husband. Dharapati, Sukadeva Goswami, one of his prayers, he describes the, pati, dharapati, he describes that he is the Lord, the proprietor of everyone, Bartu, Bartu, what is that verse? How are you praying? Gatir Bartu, Prabhu Shakshi, Nivashya Sharanam Suhrit, Suhrit. He's the friend, it's in 7th chapter? 9th chapter. We just read the whole Gita. Huh? 9. Gatir Bartu, Prabhu Shakshi, Nivashya Sharanam Suhrit. What is it? Prabhavat pralayastanam nidanam bijam avyayam. He's the seed, he's everlasting, nijam avyayam. God, Gatir, Bhartu, Prabhu, the Lord, all these things he is. Bhartu, Gopi, Bhartu, Padakamalayo, Dasa, Dasa, Anudas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his famous sloka, you know that sloka? Well, you're a bhakt. But you know the English anyway. That he says, Naham vipro na chanara pitir na pi vaisha na shudro. He says, I'm none of these designations. Upari, sarva upari vinir muktam. The goal of Krishna consciousness to become free, vinir muktam, of all our type of upari. So one of them is bhartu, to think of I'm a husband or I'm a wife or. These are all designations. So sarva parivinir muktam tatparteina nirmalam, to become free. Amoga, free from all these type of designations. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Naham vipro, I'm not a brahmana. Vipro is another word for brahmana. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishana shudro. Narapatir means a kshatriya, he's a narapati. He also thinks he's a pati, a lord. Not husband, but he's the Lord, proprietor of all of men, Narapati. Napi Vaishyo, I'm not a Vaishya. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sometimes said he was a gardener or he was a Vaishya, that he's trading. I came here to trade. He said, I came here to trade in Varanasi, Benares. I came here to give my goods at some rate, cheap rate, but now I see I have to give them away completely free, or else I have to take them with me. So sometimes he's a sudra, a gardener. I'm ekami malakara, I'm a gardener. These are all, I'm a tree, he even says I'm the tree. This tree is moving though. He's the supreme tree. Alokika, he can go anywhere. This tree moves, and he's within the heart. So the Mahaprabhu says, Naham Vaishu Natchana Napi Vaishana Shudro. Naham, but he says, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya, who are you? Who are you? Padakamalaya, Dasa Dasa Anadasa. I want to be the servant this, of the maintainer, the Bhartu of the gopis. Not even aspiring to be gopi. But we want to be servant, dasas, dasana dasa. Tad britya britya paricharaka, anu britya. Brityasya britya timam, smaralokana. Britya means one who is maintained by the bhartu. Bhuta brinnacha, bhuta sto, mama, bhuta bhava. So he is the maintainer. Here the word is husband. It's interesting the way the words, Sugadeva Goswami, you have to be a super genius, just like Jiva Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti, Rupa Goswami, our acharyas. They're so, some scholars have said, oh, they are not geniuses, just very learned men. So, but they know, the scholars know, they know better, they know. The six Goswamis are not. Anyway, these rascals are speaking such nonsense. But they're such great geniuses, and we appreciate. Mandalapati Shanim Saratuchavat. Not only geniuses in the strict sense, but practical. They could do anything. You imagine they went to the six Goswamis, Gopi Baba Rasamrita Abdul Hari. They were fully absorbed Rasamrita in waves and diving in the waves of Gopi Baba. But nobody could appreciate this stage of Gopi Baba. But in their material circumstance. Therefore, sometimes it is said, like Maharaj Parikit, Prabhupada says, as king, then Sukadeva Goswami didn't meet with him. But when he renounced everything, of course, many times we hear that Parikit Maharaj, Parikit Abhaved Vyaski Kirtane, he's achieved his perfection simply by hearing, and Sukadeva by speaking. But they have both achieved perfection in different ways. So, but the six Goswamis, or Parikit Maharaj, they have renounced Mandalapati, Lord. They were the Lords, even Sanatana and Rupa. without the their assistance, then this Nawab Hussein Shah, so-called King Rascal, big demon, but he was king of Bengal. He was conquering all around half of India, trying to be the Lord. Without Rupa and Sanatan and Anupam, he couldn't even run his kingdom. He was such a numbskull. He simply wanted to go out and declare war, destroy the Vedic civilization. Therefore, they quit immediately. Chakwa Torm, very quickly. As soon as they understood, wait a minute, Mahaprabhu wants us. They were already Krishna conscious, but it is said like that. They always felt such humility that Kayami Kenyame Jari Tapotroy, Sanatana Goswami says, I don't even know who I am. Please tell me. Yes. Chaitanya said, Jivya Surupoi, Krishna Nityadas, you're the eternal servant of Krishna. Sanatana Goswami, he heard that, but we need to hear that. We need to ask, who are we? Kayami. Mahaprabhu is saying, Gopi Bhartu, but he's giving example. So I was just realizing a tiny thing that Bhakti Shanta Saraswati and Bhakti Matakura, they've given so much instruction or purport to the Astakam, Shikshastakam of Mahaprabhu. And then while I was reading Chaitanyamrita this morning, I said, wow. The Shikshastakam, that's the last chapter of Chaitanyamrita, the final thing. This is not like basic stuff. It's all in there. Anandam Buddhivardhanam, Ashlishyava, Padaratam, Panashtumam. This is what's unfolding here. The gopis are having this. We're reading Rupa Goswami's prayers also, where he's describing that this is Vishamrita, this poison and nectar. The gopis are pained and feeling separation, this vaichitya, prema vaichitra. They're feeling that even sometimes Krishna is here, but they're always in pain thinking he will leave. This is a type of prema. There's so many types of vibhav, anubhav that we can hear and read and relish. It's not that we have to become and get an anxiety. Well, I don't know this term, I don't know this. But if we read it again and again, gradually, whatever is meant to be there, then Krishna will. This is Poshanam, one of the 10 aspects of Bhagavatam also. Atrasaga Visagas Cha. What is it? Atrasaga Visagas Cha. Poshanam Eva Cha. Stanam Poshanam Eva Cha. One of the 10 aspects of Bhagavatam is this Poshanam, maintenance. So here, if you find in all these words, and I was thinking here this word, tad bandunam cha kalyana, bandunam, janma bandha binir muktam, padanga chanti anamayam. You had this word, anamayam, amayam, similar, anamayam, to get out of illusion. So in the Gita, let me see what it says, anamayam, without miseries. To make sure there's no illusion, no misery. Janma Bandha, but Krishna says there in the verse here, 251, Janma Bandha, and here the word is Bandha, Bandunam. And the relatives, they're Bandhu, Bandha, very close, but bound, were bound also then. Sneha Pasha Imam, the Kunti Devi. He's describing this sneha. Now, this is one of the aspects of prema also, high realization. The gopis have sneha. This, so everyone has sneha, abhisneha, because of love for me, Krishna says in this verse. Because of love for me. Priya, atma priyata, the most dear person. We all have so much affection for all relatives, but if we could have that multiplied, the gopis, they are giving up all this. In their different songs later on, they have this Surata Vardhanam Sokanashana, the Surtavardhanam Shokanashanam. By attachment to Krishna, all your mundane lamentation will be finished. Naste dharamitam. Vitara vira naste dharamitam. When he picks up his flute and he plays it, then if we can hear that flute, it will enter the ears just as the gopis' ears are so receptive to Krishna's instruction, and they're trying to understand it. And his flute, they're hearing his flute. So when it enters, tutir yugayatam, atati yadbhavam anikananam, tutir yugayate, they say, the gopis are so attached to hearing Krishna's nectar of his word. Like Arjuna says, I never tire of hearing your ambrosial instruction. What is that verse? 10. This amrita, this nectar of Krishna's instruction. So the gopis are hearing the nectar of his flute, his instructions. They're hearing the ankle bells, his joking words. And Krishna's all-encompassing conversation where there's so many meanings, nana artha kaya. So obviously they also understood it. Jiva Goswami, he's also one of them. He's also the Manjari. He's in the Manjari Bhav, so he can understand. The supreme religious duty for the gopis is to serve Krishna, the real lover. He's the Kanta. Gopi, Gopika, Kanta, Rara, Kanta, Namostu, Dei. We offer respects to Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dina, Bandhu, Jagapate, Gopesha, Gopi. He's the Lord of the Gopi, Gopesha, Gopina. Gopa, Gopina. And Gopa, Gopina, Lord of the Gopas, the Gopis, all the residents of Vrindavan. They all have affection. Therefore, Prabhupada used to sing the Jai Radha Madhava song because it is a nutshell seat of the what's going on in Vrindavan. So in order to come to this point, the gopis, we read it again and again. It's very nice. Why are we reading? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructed. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vajeshatanyo Tadama Vrindavanam. We are so much attached to our own place of whatever Ijite. What is that verse? Worshipping our own land. Boma Ijiti. So Prabhupada said, no, you should be, like Mahaprabhu says, become attached to Vrindavan. Tad Dhamma Vrindavan. Ramya Kachi Vipassana Rajabhidu Bhagena Yakalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam. Prema Amalam Prema Pumarto Maham. Because the Bhagavatam is giving the supreme goal, Prema Pumarto Maham, Maham, the great goal of life, which is this Prema. Priyante Mai Jantava. And we have to follow in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu. Here the word is also used, Kalyanana, Kalyana, doing good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of his main songbooks, is called Kalyana Kalpataru, the desire tree. And he has three, Upalabdhi and Upadesh, Upakya, three main trunks of the tree. We read that, it's very enlivening, but this word Kalyana means all auspicious, Mangala, like Mangala, Kalyana, doing good for all others. So the Vaishnavas, they want to do good for all others. Therefore they spread, like we're hearing now is a book distribution. So therefore Prabhupada wanted the books to go out because they're spreading this good fortune. Shavana Mangalam, Shimat Aratam. Another of the things the gopis tell Krishna, Tavakata Amritam. Your kata is Amrita. Whatever you speak is pure nectar. It's not subject to Mrit. Mrit means death. This world is birth and death. It's Amritam. Tavakata Amritam. Tapta Jivanam. Kaviviriditam. Kamasapaham. Shavana Mangalam. Shimat Aratam. Bhuviganati. Eburidam. What happened? That was King Prataparudra. First, when he was king, he was thinking, I'm king. I love Mahaprabhu. But he still had some attachment. So when Mahaprabhu was dancing in Rathyatra, he fainted. And the king, Prataparudra, he caught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He caught him. And then Mahaprabhu, when he came to external consciousness, he pushed away the king. And he said a verse, Niskanchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanan Mukasya Param Param Jigamishor Babas. As a king, as a sannyasi, he couldn't touch a king, have anything to do with a king, because he's niskinchana. He has nothing, like the gopis. He's in the gopi mood. Niskinchana, they have nothing. To be in this mood, we have to give up all attachment in this material world. Niskinchana Bhagavan. Param param jigamishur. One who jigamishur, who wants to cross. Param param jigamishur. Bhava sagarash. This world of birth and death, sagara, is an ocean of bhava. Becoming, becoming, becoming. Again and again taking birth. Bhava sagarasya. So one who wants to surmount that insurpassable, insurmountable ocean, then jita jito, and conquer Krishna, he has to become this kinchana. Namo kinchana vitaya. Anyway, so Prataparudra, he was pushed away because Mahaprabhu said, this is like drinking poison. I'm a sannyasi. Bisha bhakshana to apyasado is very bad. Amangala. This is worse than drinking poison. It has something to do with a king. It's just like a woman. But later, when the same king went incognito under the instruction of Sarvabhauma and the other intimate associates, they said, you just put on the sadhu clothes. Devotees are very clever. They're cheating Krishna. They're cheating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tricking him. He cannot be tricked, of course, but he's being tricked because he doesn't mind being tricked. He's tricking the gopis. The gopis are sometimes tricking him. So Prataparudra, he put on his ordinary sadhu clothes. He was a big king, but he put on sadhu clothes. He went in the garden, Balaganji, and he was massaging Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. And he was singing this whole... Well, if you're a king and you can sing the song of gopis, that's pretty good. So he sang that. There's like 20 shlokas. Like the highest nectar of the whole Bhagavatam, practically. You know, it's like so amazing. Jayati te dikam. Like that. Anyway, when he got to the verse, Tavakatamitam taptajivanam, that your words are like nectar, Tavakatam taptajivanam. It relieves all the pain, attachment in this material world. Kavi, and all the great kavis, Kavi Beriditam, they chant it all the time, just like Sukadev, just like Jiva, Vishwanath, Prabhupada. They're singing this all the time. Kavi Beriditam, Kama Sapaham, it destroys all. Inauspicious, Shravana, very auspicious. And Bhuvi Granthi Yed Buddhida Jana. Those persons who do that, they're Buddhida Jana. Those persons are so munificent. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, Buddhida, you are most munificent. He got up and he hugging the king. Previously, he was pushing him away. But when he heard these songs of the gopis, then embracing the king like anything. So that means we should also bring our mind to relishing these songs, all these verses, 10th canto. Any verse that Mahaprabhu, any mood Srup Damodar or Ramananda Roy they could provide. If Mahaprabhu is in some mood, you think they were Lalita Vishaka. Chaitanya was in the mood of Radharani. So any shloka from 10th canto or Bhagavatam they could provide immediately. And songs from Chandidas, Vidyapati, Bilvamangala Thakur, Ramananda Roy, Srup Damodar, they also Hela Dunita Kedaya Vishadaya Panmila Ramodaya. Srup Damodar is his prayers also, his songs that he composes. So they could provide the mood. So we want to relieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety. His anxiety is that everyone is suffering in this material world, tapta jivanam. Therefore, he wants to give this most auspicious mood. And so this word kalyana is nice because in Rupa Goswami's book, Padyabali, you find the verse, kalyananam nidanam kalimalamatanam pavanam pavananam. He's in that verse praising the holy name. It is so auspicious just by chanting Hare Krishna. Kalyananam Nidanam, it is the resting Nidam. Kalimalamatanam, and it destroys all the pernicious effects of Kali Yuga. Jivanam Sajjananam, it is the life of all the devotees, Sajjana. Sad means eternal, and the devotees are also known as Sat, Satam Prasangam. So therefore, they relished very much chanting Hare Krishna and distributing the mercy everywhere. Kalyananam Nidam, Kalimalamatanam, Jivanam Sajjanam, Kalimalamatanam, Pavanam Pavananam. It is purifying, most pure thing. Kalimalamatanam, Pavanam Pavananam. Pattayam Yanma Muksha Savadi, Parapara Pattay. They relish, they taste it. It's just like their food stuff. So it's a very wonderful verse that Kalyananam Nidam in the Padyavali with this word. So. Anyway, okay, so there are so many things you can find in each word. Shushu, Shu Shadadana, Shavasudibi, faithful service, Paro Dharma, Bandhunam. All the words, they appear in other parts of the Bhagavatam. So you can relish them in either here or so any questions, discussions?
We talk about renouncing, tyag, giving up, but there's a verse also where Krishna says, Yasyaham anugrunami harishe tadhanam shanaihi tato dhanam tajantasya swajana dukkha dukkhitam. So it seems like he takes everything away.
If he's Dukhi, now what's the last line?
Tato dhanam tyajantasya
tyajantasya
swajana dukkha dukkhitam.
Swajana dukkha dukkhitam.
So the relatives give up the association of this person because now he's poverty stricken and he's suffering again and again, and it's all arranged by Krishna. I was just thinking.
So you answered your own question. Is that a question?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just
probably
thinking,
quoted
when do we have to give it up?
If we didn't have that verse or that situation, none of us would be here, because Prabhupada said Krishna took away, he quoted that verse. Like when his poem in Vrindavan, he's saying, here I'm sitting in Vrindavan and I have a list of, you know, names of my relatives, but there's just a list. Actually, it was a little bit, he must have got inspired because Prabhupada was familiar with Shankaracharya had a little bit of a thing like that. It's just simply a list of names. So Prabhupada updated it. There's just a list of names. They don't care for me anymore because I have nothing to provide for them. So, yeah. This is Tadana. What is the first line? Anugrahnami means a special mercy also. So Prabhupada took it as special mercy. Tateno kampa manasikshama sushimikshama vanjani vatmakatamapa. Whenever the advanced devotees, they get some hardship, then they take it as special mercy. This is a good philosophy. So, yeah. So without Prabhupada having all, because Prabhupada said according to his horoscope, he could have been as rich as Birla. So lucky for us. Of course, Birla, he built about 250 temples in India, but he also, I think, gave some donations. The Birlas give donations. They give donation everywhere. But still, it's funny, I was just reading a conversation that this wealthy Indian man, it didn't say who he was, but he came to see Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, what are you doing? You know, what are you? Prabhupada was so funny, you know, when you read it. This is May of 77, and Prabhupada's kind of in a weakened stage already. And the man was saying, I'm doing my Dharma, you know, this Dharma. His Varnashram Dharma, taking care of his kids, his family. He thinks he's the husband. So Prabhupada said, so you're doing your household Dharma? What is the difference between that and the birds and the animals? And Prabhupada started going, tee, 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 like the birds. They are also taking care of their family. They have their kids and their wives. So you are not different from the bird or an animal. The thing is, you know, it's hard to get away with. Don't try this at home. I mean, yeah, you can try it, but you have to know your limitation. Prabhupada did it, and he was talking from the highest platform, and he could just really, you know, he would say that to any of them. As the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, the president said in 76, he said that Swami Bhaktivedanta, he has put all other Swamis on blacklist. He said it in Hindi in such a way, and Prabhupada was laughing, kind of chuckling and repeating it. Yes, he is understood. He said, Bhaktivedanta Swami has been, and this Sadaji Whitlal, he was a big sweet shop walla guy. I remember seeing him, he used to limp a little bit, and he came to see Prabhupada in Jubal. I mean, I just saw him walk by, and he wasn't in the room or anything. They said, oh, that guy's head of Hindu Vishwa Parishad. Head Hindu, or whatever, of the world. So he used to come to see Prabhupada like that, and Prabhupada told him so many things, you know, blasting this one, that one. So afterwards, one time he said, Bhaktivedanta Swami has put them all on the blacklist. Nobody does like that. Nobody can do like that. Srila Bhakti Sanatha, he did. Not only Swami, everybody on the blacklist. All right, anything else?
You were talking about the prayers of Shikshastakam. When Mahaprabhu says, like, being more humble than a blade of grass, or like humble like a tree or something like that, is it like to quiet the false ego to enter into a mood like that to, you know, improve the chanting and increase the love for
Chinadapi Sunichin? Is it to, well, I mean, what he's saying is unlimited, but if you have to make a comment, what you're saying is good, but anyways, you know, the point is that one should be like the grass and the tree, tolerant. But those things are already spoken to Tikshiva Karunika in the Bhagavatam. Titikshiva Karunika, Suridam Saradehina, with the Kapila Dev, that one should be tolerant and one should be. But that wasn't something new. He put it in a different way, perfect way. But this is not something new, but your question is, yeah, of course, you have to be humble. Prabhupada could force, we were reading this morning, one has to be under the direction of the guru, the pure devotee. So it's not like it's limited to if you got initiated by Prabhupada. But Prabhupada's direction is, you know, well, maybe not right in this book, but in so many books. And Jiva Goswami, all our acharyas, we're still under their direction. So as long as we're under the direction of Mahaprabhu, all our acharyas, evam parampara praptam, like that, it's hard to get puffed out. You have to be really foolish. The false ego is foolish. Therefore, even Raghunath Das, he's appealing to his mind, that, oh, my mind, you know, don't get puffed up like a prostitute and false prestige, like the trickling urine of an ass, you know. His description is so clear that. But the Vaishnavas, like Madhavendra Puri, when he got the pot of sweet rice from the deity, immediately ran away just from that place. First the Pujari gave it to him, then he said, wait a minute, everyone, the Pujari, this guy's going to tell, this Brahmins are going to tell everybody that they had a dream about, and Madhavendra Puri is such a great person. He immediately left the place. And he wouldn't even, he never even ate unless someone would bring him, like in Vrindavan, Krishna personally brought him. So when you become that humble, then Krishna provides. Your self-esteem is provided for. You don't have to worry about getting puffed up. But, yeah, you have to be, I mean, if you, in other words, when you chant, you should automatically be hearing it, and then the humility comes also, because Krishna's directly there in that name. Who am I compared to Krishna? What am I? Like Lord Brahma says, kvaham tamo mahadaham, in his verse, who am I? I'm simply this big, as my wide as my arm spread, but Krishna, unlimited universes are going in and out of the, like a window screen, in and out of his body, of Vishnu, and he's having some realization, he became so humble. Janam David, Janam Du Kim Bahuk Juname Prabhu. Let them say they know. People say they know about Krishna. Brahma, Tene Brahma Hidaya Kaviye, all the Vedas are revealed in his heart. And he's the original wise person, the universe. And he's saying, I don't know anything. Let people say it. Anyone who says they know Krishna. It's Anandam Buddhivardhan. Krishna says, I don't know anything. I want to get the, here's the Vishaya, but he wants to become Ashraya, like in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants to get in the position of Radharani, the gopis, and understand. He says, Radharani, and she's enjoying 10 million times more than me by her affection. Dui lagi huda hari, this is a competition. Who can love more, not who can hate. Material world means who can hate more. You're the greatest materialist. You can kill, destroy this country. You know, like the United States, they go in, destroy this country, take out this guy. Even their own leader, like JFK, take him out. Because not enough war, not enough greed. We want to increase unlimitedly our sovereignty. Siddho ham balavam sukhi. So perfect. But if you want to be perfect, akshandatam palamidam, Naparam Vidama, we don't know. This perfection of the eyes is to see Krishna. Those who possess eyes, Akshambhatam Palamidam, the fruit, Palamidam. We don't know anything higher than this. The perfection of the eye, it is completely perfect. This is perfection. Benavam Durapam, Drigbi Pibam, therefore they drink it. Drigbi Pibam, Pibanti Bhagavata Atmanasapam. We drink the Bhagavatam through our eyes, through our ears, all our senses. Then that's perfection. That's self-realization. Whereas those who are Bahir Arta Manina, they're finding pleasure in external world, Bahir. Then they become frustrated more and more. Most of them just die very insignificantly. But others, they become big, big, so-called animal. Svavid barahosta karai samsti ta pushap pasu. They're pashu, duipad pashu, two-legged animal. What is the difference, Prabhupada said? They're going on four, animal going on four legs, you're going on four wheel. So what is the difference? They're going on four legs, you're going on four wheels. So anyway, okay, any more? John. Pundarik.
I was just remembering Sadhguru was always coming to Sadhguru. We went to his office one time and he was telling us about Nanak's teachings.
Nanak?
Sadhguru with love. Guru Nanak. He taught us one verse, I remember. He gave a couple of verses from this Granth Sahib like that.
He wasn't a Sikh?
I think he was, but I'm not 100% sure. But he was from that side. His family was from either Sindh or
Punjab,
probably. Yeah. But anyway, there's a nice verse. Nanak dukhiya yo sab samsar, so sukhiya yo namadar.
You remember the shloka? Or you wrote it down?
Yeah, that one I remember.
Write it down.
There was one other one.
Writing it down?
Yeah. Now the other one I...
What does it say?
Nanak Dukhiya Jo Sab Samsar. Nanak, Guru Nanak, means the founder of the Sikh religion. Nanak Dukhiya Jo Sab Samsar. He sees the whole world...
suffering.
Dukhiya. Unhappy. Everyone is unhappy in this material world. So Sukhiya, one who is happy...
He takes the holy name.
Takes the holy name, yeah.
So he said that to Prabhupada?
No, Prabhupada wasn't there at that time. That was, I don't know, Giriraj Swami or Amoghalila. Amoghalila was
in the temple.
That was
room?
Before we went to Pakistan like that.
You were in the temple?
No, we went to his office.
Oh, you went to his office, okay.
He was teaching how this Guru Nanak was a Vaishnava like that.
Well, Prabhupada said like that when he was talking with Yogi Bhajan. He said, told Yogi Bhajan, he said, Granth Sahib.
Yeah, Granth Sahib.
Then the same thing as Bhagavatam, so why you don't take it up? Why you're giving all this yoga and all? He probably would never, compromise with that. He wanted him to go to, New Mexico to be in some big mela or something. He probably said, no, it won't work anyway. Write it down, mark it down.
One other verse we got from the wall of a temple outside in Moradabad or Bareilly or something.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. It was on the side of a temple. So I just noted it was a nice verse again from this Granth Sahib, I imagine at least, because it says, Jiva Guna Govinda Bhaje Karna Shuna Harinam Kahinanak Sunaremana Napabi Jamadam.
Now what?
Napabi Jamadam.
He won't get something?
He won't go to hell.
Oh.
If someone understands that the jiva, the tongue, guna govinda bhaje, the purpose of the tongue is to worship Govinda and karna shuna harinam.
Karna shuna. Okay. With that, we will adjourn this meeting.